Brother Adams, I just wonder if you could help us. I said, well, I don't know. He said, you got your computer handy? And I said, oh, yes, right here behind me on the desk behind me. I want you to pull up such and such and such and such. And I didn't come to tell you how ignorant I am. And I said, well, I would do that, be glad to. The only thing, I don't even know how to turn it on. I said, you just be real still. I'll run in the living room and get my wife. And we'll have that up in no time. So I holler at Miss Open and she pulls it right up. Yeah. I thought, man, that is really nice. I wish I could do that. Preacher, I believe you could get it. Probably could. I just don't have a hankering to. I'm just being honest with you. There's something about that computer just... That ain't got a thing to do with you getting saved, does it? But I want to tell you something tonight. I may not be a rocket scientist. I may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer. But I'll tell you one thing. When Jesus comes, yes. Mark Hall, you and Miss Cindy look for me somewhere. Yes. Praise God, I tell you what, I'm going to be up there. Mount Pine Tree High, hallelujah. Larry Adams will come a shouting through the treetops. Hallelujah. I'll be there. Yes, this may say you can sit down. Thank you. You're so sweet. I appreciate you so much. God, I could listen to her play till midnight. Listen to her sing till daylight in the morning. And my soul, I tell you, I realized tonight when I came in, I didn't realize I knew so many people. Everybody I know came to Calvary tonight. Amen. Every single person I ever met in my life came to Calvary. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Boy, it's so good to see you tonight. And Brother Larry Key, I tell you what, thank you for that wonderful, wonderful message tonight. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. I sure do. Boy, I tell you what, no child left behind. My soul, I tell you what, that's what God wants to do. Amen. He don't want anyone to be left behind. If you have your Bibles tonight, while you're standing, and we're going to let you be seated here just in a moment, and if you need to sit down, you help yourself. I'm just going to read a few verses, and you'll find it over in the book of John, chapter number 6. Jesus had told them in John chapter 6 some hard things, and people didn't understand, and they didn't know what to think about it when he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part of me. And people, they didn't understand that, and they just couldn't get it. But friend, what Jesus is saying, unless you take all of me. Praise God, it's either all or nothing. And that's what it is. That's how you get saved, by the grace of God. Brother, I tell you, you either receive all of him or you don't get any of him. Amen. That's all they are to it. And so anyhow, they couldn't understand everything that he said. I'm not going to read the entire chapter so you can get that. But I want to read this to you. We'll begin reading at verse number 66. Just read a couple of verses. And the Bible said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? And then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. That's reading about three verses there. And I'm going to stop reading with that. You can be seated tonight. And I want to ask you a question tonight. I don't understand everything about Jesus. I don't understand everything there is to know about God. But the Bible said to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. We don't have to understand it all, but we ought to believe it all. We ought to trust him for it all. Amen. Thank God he's still God. He's on the throne. He still rules and reigns tonight. I tell you what, he's still real. I tell you what, if you want to know how real he is, just trust him. Amen. I tell you what, it won't take you long. You'll find out. Thank God he's real. I praise his sweet name tonight. But I just want to ask you a question tonight. I know we're living in dark times. I know we're living in the last days. I believe that the Bible said in the last days there'd be a great falling away. And it's not only people that's falling away from the house of God. It's people that are falling away from the word of God. Brother, I tell you what, it's governments that have turned their back on God. Brother, I tell you what, we could spend the night light on that. But I want to say this tonight. Brother, we look around us. I heard something here a while back. I may have shared it at this church sometimes. I don't know, but I've shared it at a few churches. I was sitting at the barber shop one day, and I'll tell you, there was a man walked in that barber shop. And I'm telling you what, I'm sitting there. I ain't bothering nobody. I don't want to bother nobody. I don't want to get in nobody's way. I need me a haircut, praise God. Not like your pastor, but anyhow, I'd like to have me a haircut. I'm telling you what, I'm not going to take on what he's done or his brother either, amen. And so anyhow, but brother, I'm sitting down at the barber shop, and brother, I'm going to get me a haircut. And so anyhow, there's a gentleman sitting there. A gentleman walked through the door, and he said when he came through that door, I tell you what, I don't know, Buck or Bill, somebody knew him in there and was talking to him, said, hey, man, I haven't seen you in a long time. It's so good to see you today. I tell you what, so he goes over and sits down, and I could hear the conversation, just a small barber shop. He said, boy, we've been missing you at church. You hadn't been there in a good while. And he got talking about the boys, you know. And he said, my boys have missed your boys. And I'll tell you what he said. We'd love for you to come back. And he sat there for a minute, and he kind of dropped his head, Brother John. And I'll tell you what. And anyhow, this fellow just kept telling him how he'd love for him to come. And brother, I'll tell you what. And all of a sudden, he said, well, I'm just going to tell you why I've not been there. And he said, I don't plan on coming back. He said, I got tired of my children hearing about the blood every service. I got tired of my children having to listen to somebody talk about hell every time we came to church. And my young'uns ain't going to sit under that. And now we found a church. I'm telling you what, they get to play ball and they get to do this. And he named off several things. And he said, they don't have to hear that stuff every Sunday. And brother, I tell you, in the meantime, all this is going on. Brother, I tell you what, I've made my way to the barber's chair, and I'm sitting right there. I could kick that man's teeth out. I'm sitting that close to him. I sure am. And brother, I'll tell you what, and then, you know, you got to watch the barbers. I tell you what, you can't trust one of them. Hey, man, you got to watch him. He gets right in my ear, and he said, what do you think about that? Lord God. Brother, and about that time, Jesus showed up. Lord God, it was on for about 5 minutes. And I'm going to tell that man how his children need the blood of Jesus. And how them children need to hear about hell. And how that, praise God, I tell you what, without the blood of Jesus, they're going to hell. And they better be warned of that. And brother, I tell you what, God just turned it on there for a few minutes. And I'll tell you what, just in two or three or four minutes, that man jumps up out of his seat. And I'm not trying to pat me on the back. I'm just saying this. He got up out of that seat. He slammed that door. Only by the grace of God didn't break every window in it out. Brother, I'll tell you what, I looked over to Barbara and I said, I didn't mean to run you people off. He said, I believe you're okay. You done all right. And I said, well, all right, thank you. Brother, let me tell you something tonight. There is a great falling away. And brother, I'll tell you, Larry Key hit the nail on the head. Praise God, I'll tell you what, they may have the lingo, they just don't have the Lord. But I'll tell you one thing tonight. Honey, I'll tell you the thing we need in this day and hour that we live. Honey, we need Jesus more than anything. We need him beyond anything. Amen. We truly do. Let us go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll be turning over to the book of Genesis, chapter number 37. Dear brother, I got a question for you tonight. Will you also turn away? Brother, I'll tell you what, praise God, we see it happening every way we turn. Every time we turn around, we see it happening. I'm telling you what, people falling by the wayside. Brother, I'll tell you what, people just throwing up their hands and deciding it's not worth it. I believe I'll just quit. Brother, let me tell you something right now. I'll have you to know, honey, if you know Jesus is your personal Savior, if you've really been to Calvary and been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and he lives inside of you, and the Holy Ghost of God is just a working and a moving and a mingling around in your heart. Brother, I tell you what, praise God, you'll realize, praise God, I can't make it without him. I can't do this alone. I can't get through this whole world. Brother, I'll tell you what, yes, you have the world and the flesh and the devil, and you face them every day of your life. that. Brother, I'll tell you, I don't care who you are. I don't care how close to God you walk. Brother, I'll tell you what. You're facing things out there. I feel so sorry for our young people. And brother, I'll tell you what. And I'm not beating up the educators, not at all. I'm just saying, a society, praise God. Brother, I'll tell you what. It's just a dirty place to be. Brother, I don't care if you're working a public job. I don't care what you're doing. And this is an old filthy, nasty world that we live in. And brothers, you go down through the trail of this life. I'm telling you something right now. You're going to run up with anything and everything you can imagine. You're going to be tempted. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be run down. Praise God, you're going to be ridiculed. Brother, I'll tell you what. You name it tonight. Brother, it's going to come your way. But I'm glad, thank God, as Miss Macy sung, honey, we can run to Jesus. Hallelujah to God tonight. I'm glad, thank God, he is the very present help in a time of trouble. I'm glad, thank God, he's a friend that stays closer than a brother. I'm glad, thank God, tonight. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll go with you all the way. Brother, I'll tell you what, I just want to share with you two passages of Scripture, and I'm going to sit down tonight. But anyhow, God began to speak to my heart. And brother, I'll tell you something right now. I want to ask you a question. Will you too turn away? Amen. In the book of Micah, we find in chapter 6, the Bible says, God said, wherein have I wearied thee? If you have a controversy against me, what is it? God said, what have I done? Why is people falling away? Why is people turning away? Israel did it over and over and over again. Brother, I'll tell you what, generations would come. And brother, I'll tell you what, then the next generation. The Bible said in the book of Judges, there was a generation after Joshua that knew not God. And brother, I'm telling you what, the nation began to walk away from God and get away from God. Brother, I'll tell you what. We see it every way that we turn. But we find that over in Genesis chapter number 37, we hear tell of a young man. He's 17 years old, and his name is Joseph. And brother, I'll tell you right now, Joseph, I'm telling you what, he didn't have an easy road to hoe. Brother, I'll tell you what, his life didn't start off in his young years real easy. As a matter of fact, I'm telling you what, praise God, they were rough, and they were hard. And I'll tell you what, praise God, I'll tell you what, and brother, God had asked Joseph the question, wherein have I wearied thee? He'd say, listen, I tell you, for these years, I'm telling you, after I turned 17, everything went downhill. Everything began to fall apart. Everything began to unravel. It seemed like nothing I was working out in my life, and nothing would come together. But friend, I want you to know something tonight. Hallelujah to God, there's a God in heaven. He has a plan for you. He's got a purpose for you. And brother, I'll tell you what, and that ain't all of it. He's got a path to get you there. And brother, I'll tell you tonight, it's not always easy. It's not always a praise God, just a open freeway. Brother, sometimes it's rough and rocky. Sometimes it's hard. But I want to ask you tonight, will you too walk away? Will you too turn away from Jesus because it got a little hard along the way? We find that down here the Bible said this, and Jacob dwell in the land, in verse 37, wherein the father, his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. And he said, these are the generations, Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilha, and the sons of Zilpha. He said, this father, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Brother, I'll tell you what, he had a bunch of brothers. Brother, they were evil and wicked. And no doubt they're just upset with Joseph because he won't get involved in their evil deeds. And brother, I'll tell you what. Young people, I want you to know tonight, you're going to be made fun of. You're going to be talked about. Brother, I'll tell you what. Brother, you go off to college in your high school years, people are going to make you feel like you don't fit in. People are going to make you feel like, praise God, I tell you, you're some kind of an oddball. Well, I want to tell you something tonight. Hallelujah. Word of God Bible said this. He said that we are a peculiar people. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I want you to know, hallelujah to God, if I'm going to stand out, I'd rather stand out for Jesus than anything that I know. Hallelujah to God. I tell you what, if I'm going to knock a home run, let me knock it for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah to God. I tell you what, if I'm going to run through the crowd and get the devil beat out of me, let me make a touchdown for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah to God. I tell you what, just let me do it for the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen to me tonight. Joseph is fixing to face the trials of his life. Amen. And I ask you tonight, I tell you what, honey, trials and troubles are going to come. You can count on it tonight, brother. I tell you, every child of God, every person been saved very long, and they'll tell you the same thing. Brother, it's not always a bed of roses, but I'll promise you this. Now, I've been saved for 43 years. Lord God, I don't hardly look at old, do I? Praise God, I tell you what, I'm much older than that, but friends, you listen to me tonight. I'll have you to know, it ain't always been easy. But Miss Karen, I'll say this, and I say, boldly tonight, it's been worth it all. Hallelujah. Every mile's been worth it. Brother, I'll tell you what, I've been talked about. I've got some crazy phone calls. I've got some of them crazy letters that nobody would sign or put an address on in my desk drawer, and that's all right. Every once in a while, I'll get a couple of them letters out and begin to look at them, and I'll think, what idiot wrote that? I ain't figured it out yet. And I think, how crazy they are. Brother, you listen to me tonight. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it if we'll go with God. The Bible said this up here. Brother, his brother, and they got so tired of him. They got so jealous of him. He was walking with God, and they didn't have a walk with God. And the Bible said now, and they put him up and they took him, the Bible said in verse 24. And they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty and there was no water in it. All right, they throwed him into a pit. And then the next thing you know, the Bible said in verse 27, they said, come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. And let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. Friend, I tell you, you read on down verse 28. And they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. Brother, I'll tell you something right now. Praise God, I tell you, that brotherly love wasn't in that family. Amen. Brother, I want you to know something tonight. Brother, I want you to know the devil will sell you out any time that he can. He'll sell you out through anybody he can, any way that he can, any time that he can. Brother, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, if you're going to live for God, if you've been saved by the grace of God, and brother, you're going to live for God, you just mark her down. And there's people tonight, I'll tell you what, that are going to turn their back on you. And there's people that's going to hurt you. And there's people that's going to cast you away. And that's all right. Brother, I'll tell you what, before I got saved, I thought I had a host of friends. I really did. And then they started coming around. And I'm telling you what, and they found out something's changed. And brother, I'll tell you, you know what I found out? They didn't come around anymore. Brother, I'll tell you what, they didn't want to see that. But friend, I want to say this tonight. I mean, when somebody, maybe one of your friends, or somebody sells you out, and somebody, brother, I'll tell you, trying to get you out of their way. Do you think you're just going to turn your back on God? And God, if you're going to treat me like this, I believe I'll just quit. But I believe when old Joseph was down yonder in that pit, brother, I'll tell you what, it doesn't say it in the Bible, but I believe he just made his mind up. Hey, I tell you what, I know my brothers hate me and my brothers despise me, but I believe I'll just stick with God. I believe I will. In the pit, out of the pit, hallelujah to God, whether coming out or falling in, I believe I'll just go with God. Oh, friend, you listen to me tonight. Brother, I tell you, Joseph just went with God. And so anyhow, they take him and they sell him and they sold him into slavery. And brother, he just became something like a piece of merchandise. And brother, I tell you what, and the first place they come to, down there to a man's house by the name of Potiphar. And brother, you look over there and you'll find that over in chapter number 39. Brother, I'll tell you something right now. And the Bible Bible said in verse 1, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, a captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of the master of the Egyptian, and the master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Friends, you listen to me tonight. Hallelujah to God. I tell you something right now. I met old Joseph was down there in Potiphar's house. I tell you what, it might have been a bad day when they threw me in the pit. It was a bad day when they sold me out. When I've got down here, hallelujah to God, I'm going to do it by the grace of God. I'm going to make the best of it. And brother, I tell you right now, I'm going to let this crowd know there is a God in heaven. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to let them know that by the grace of God and the grit of God, brother, I tell you what, everything's going to be all right. And old Joseph just kept on, honey, just going for God. And God blessed him. And God blessed that household. Friends, you listen to me tonight. Honey, I tell you what, many would have quit, praise God, when they got in the pit. Many would have quit when they got sold out. But old Joseph says, hey, I believe I'll just go with God. Amen. I admire that crowd that'll go for God. I remember in the 10th grade in school, we had some kind of an assembly, and the whole school gathered in the gymnasium. And I'll tell you what I was saying. I was raised in church. I knew what was right, but I wouldn't do what's right. I knew, praise God, I'll tell you what, that I just needed to be saved by the grace of God. I knew that, Miss Karen. I knew that. But brother, I'll tell you what. No, sir. Boy, I'm going to wait a while. Praise God. Yeah. Not right now. Praise God. You know what? God could let me die and went to hell. He didn't have to give me another chance, but he did. But I'll never forget, in that 10th grade, we're sitting there on the floor, and there was a young man making his way through the crowd, and we're all sitting there like a bunch of Indians with legs all crossed, and brother sitting around a campfire, and brother, I mean, we're just all bunched together. And brother John, I tell you what, this young man, he's making his way, and here he comes, and you know what? He got about halfway to me, and I'm thinking, he's coming straight to me. Oh, my soul. I'm telling you what, so anyhow, brother, I'll tell you, that young man, sure enough, he came right where I was. And brother, he looked at me. He didn't know me. I didn't know him. And brother, I'll tell you, he walled him out of spot. He sat down right beside of me and pulls out this Old Testament. And brother turns over to John 3:16, and he began to read the Bible to me. He turned over to John chapter number 5, and he began to take me down the Romans road on how to be saved by the grace of God. And I'll never forget what that young man said. I'm sitting there and my face is red and I'm wondering what's going on. Little did I know that God that day was saying, Larry, I want you to come now. I need you now. Brother, I'll tell you what, he would have been just if I'd have died that night and went to hell. God would have been just and let me do that. But friend, I tell you what, that young man began to tell me how much Jesus loved me, and I'm thinking, I wish you'd leave me alone. If you just get away from me. But I'll tell you what, praise God, brother, 10th grade. But brother, I'll tell you, all the way to the age I was 22, I'll tell you, brother Justin Wells, every time I turn around, every time I heard a gospel message, every time somebody talked about Jesus, every time somebody read John 3:16, God would bring back to my memory that young man coming across that audience and coming and sitting down beside of me and opened that testament and said, can I read something to you? And I didn't have time to tell him, no, I don't want you to read nothing to me. He just started reading. Hallelujah to God. When he said, can I read something to you? He must have heard a voice from another world and said, just go ahead, because that's what he done. And I tell you, and I couldn't get away from it. And it was like a thorn in my side. Honey, listen to me. I'm glad that young man, honey, that day when he carried his testament, I'm glad he didn't quit. I'm glad, thank God, under that day when he told me about Jesus, it stuck with me. Amen. Thank God he didn't quit. Brother, I'll tell you, God let me lay down with that at night. It'd be like a burning coal down in my soul. Brother, I'd get up with it sometimes in the morning. I went to school and I kept looking for that boy. I'm thinking, if I see him, I'm going to push him over the banister. Praise God, I'll tell you what. I had some classes at that school I went to at that time, we had three floors. I thought, I'd get him over that banister, praise God, he won't bother me no more. I'm telling you the God's truth. I searched that school over. Never saw that young man ever again. Brother, I'm telling you something. I just wonder if God didn't send, brother, I'll tell you, somebody from heaven down to come across that crowd and that audience and to come to me. And God would love me that much. Hallelujah to God. I'll tell you something right now. Brother, sometimes it's a school of hard knocks. Sometimes the road is rough. But why wouldn't I want to serve him? Hallelujah to God. Why? I wouldn't want to follow him. I'll tell you why. He came looking for me. I didn't go looking for him. He came to where I was. Brother, I'll tell you what. Praise God, for my life was a mess. And brother, it was turned upside down from the world, the flesh, and the devil and everything else. Lord God, I tell you what. And one day, here comes Jesus. Praise God, I tell you. And he made his way through the crowd, brother Preston. And brother, he came to me again. And he began to convict me of sin. And brother, I tell you, to draw me to himself. Friends, you listen to me tonight. Why would I want to quit on God? Amen. When the road gets a little rough, he gets over to Potiphar's house. They can see God's with him. He's got God with him. And brother, I'll tell you what, praise God. He gets down there and Potiphar's wife gets sweet on him. And I'll tell you what she does. She wants Joseph to lay with her. But I like what he said in verse 9. He said, there's none greater in the house than I, neither he kept me back anything from me but thee. He said, because thou art his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Joseph said, hey, praise God, I'll tell you what, I've been trying to just stick with God. And brother, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to walk away from him now. Praise God, I tell you what, I know the temptation may seem very great, but I'm not. But anyhow, he ran away from her, and the Bible said in verse 12, and she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand, and he fled and got him out. Brother, you find on out further over in the chapter. Brother, I'll tell you, that master of the house came, and she turned the story completely around. And so Joseph, I'll tell you what, praise God, he's being lied about. And brother, being falsely accused. And brother, I'll tell you what, and she turned it around and said he was after her instead of her after him. And brother, he went to prison. Brother, I'll tell you something right now. After he was cast into prison, all I tell you, Joseph could have said, well, God, if this is the way you're going to treat me, God, I tell you what, I believe I'll just give up. I praise God, I tell you, it ain't getting no better. I went down to the pit, and then I went on the auction block and was sold. And now, praise God, I'm in the prison. Brother, I'll tell you something right now. Brother, old Joseph, I believe when he got over yonder in prison and knowing that it was all a lie, and brother, he had been falsely accused, I believe when he walked in there, hallelujah to God, I believe he said to himself something like this, I just believe I'll stick with God. Hallelujah to God. Brother, I'll tell you what, I know it's getting worse every day of my life. I'm telling you, everything just seems like it's getting worse every day. It just seems like I just keep getting deeper in trouble and deeper in trouble. But I'll tell you something right now, no matter where I'm at, hallelujah to God, he's been so good to me. He's brought me thus far. He's been with me and he's watched over me. Hallelujah, I just believe I'll stick with God. Amen. I believe I will. Hallelujah to God. Why would I turn my back on him now? Brother, you listen to me tonight. Brother, those people turned their back on God for a whole lot less than that. Somebody say a word just sort of out of tune. Right. Praise God, I'm done. Yeah. I'll tell you, that church going crowd, they ain't going to talk to me like that. Uh-huh. Praise God, I just asked her how she was doing, and she told me, not so good. You know what I figured? She probably wasn't doing not so good. Right. Yeah. Praise God, I tell you what, but if you listen to me tonight, friend, these people walked away from God. Brother, I'll tell you what, didn't go through what Joseph went through. Didn't have to fight the battles that he fought. Brother, I'll tell you what, didn't have to go through the things that he went through. But I'll tell you something right now. Hallelujah to God, I believe. Joseph had a dream one day. Hallelujah to God. No, Brother Larry Key preached on it tonight. He didn't preach on Joseph's dream. But what he preached on was a coming event. Amen. Hallelujah to God, I tell you what, preacher. The Lord is coming. And friends, I'll tell you something tonight. Brother, I want you to know that the older I get, I told my wife the other day, I said, I'm not real excited about old age except one thing. I'm telling you what, I got down my back. Never been down my back in my life. And I'll tell you, the month of July was a miserable month. I want you to know. And brother, I'm telling you what, when you can't get out of bed and you roll on the floor, and then you waller in the floor and you can't even get out of the floor, dear God, I tell you, you're in a mess, sis. I want you to know that. And brother, I'm telling you, I was in a bad way. And I'll tell you, everybody doing everything for me. A little granddaughter sitting right back there. Praise God, I tell you what, during the day, many a time, Miss Cindy, she'd come and sit beside my chair. And she'd say, I'd say, honey, ain't that floor hard? And she'd say, Paul, just in case you need something, I'd be here for you. Lord God, I tell you what, that'll make your heart swell up till it busts. Lord God, I tell you what, brother, I appreciated that so much. Friends, you listen to me tonight. I want to tell you something now. And that was in one of the awfulest times that I'd been through. But I'll tell you something. I knew the Lord was with me and God was ahead of me. And then I started getting a little better. And then I got a little bit better. And I had to cancel several places to go preach. And I felt so bad about that. I wasn't as much man as Larry Key. Praise God, I tell you what. My life, I don't know how I'd do sitting in a chair. I have no idea. But I'll tell you one thing. I know that I wouldn't be able to move around. And I wouldn't be able to go up and down those steps. And I'm just going to be in a mess. But I'll tell you this one thing tonight. Hallelujah to God. I done made my mind up. Hallelujah. I'm not going to quit on him now. He hadn't quit on me. He was with me every step of the way. And he helped me. And Brother Larry, he'll get you through it. You know that he will. And I know that he will. I want you to know tonight, friends, there ain't no way to step off. Amen. There ain't no place. But the devil makes you believe, well, if God will treat you like that, then why would you serve him? The thing about it was, Joseph had had a dream. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I've dreamed about heaven many a time. Hallelujah, I've thought about it. I've had it in my daydreams. I've had it in my night dreams. Hallelujah to God, I tell you what. And Brother Ford, I'm going to tell you, heaven's just over the horizon. Hallelujah to God. I tell you what, brother, it's just over yonder a little ways. I don't know when he's coming. I don't know the day or the hour. But I know this one thing. Larry, hallelujah. There'll be no child left behind. Every blood-bought child of God. Honey, is it going on? And friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. I don't know what I might go through down here. I don't know what I might face. I don't know what might happen. But I'll tell you one thing tonight. Brother, young person, praise God. You stick in there. You stay with God. And God will stay with you. And you'll make it. Amen. Brother old Joseph, I tell you, he gets put in prison. Well, he gets in prison. These two men had a dream. He interpreted their dreams. And brother, it turned out just like he said. 3 days later, you're going to be restored back. Is what he told the butler. And he told the baker, he said, 3 days from now, and they're going to lift your head off of you. And the birds are going to eat your flesh. And 3 days later, they certainly did. That. And brother, I tell you what, then, brother, I tell you what, the king of Egypt, honey, old Pharaoh himself, he had a dream. And brother, I tell you, because he had a dream, somebody said, hey, and 2 years had passed by. I know somebody down there in the prison house that knows how to interpret dreams. Brother, I tell you, God's with him, and God gives him the interpretation. Friend, I want you to listen to me tonight. Young people, listen to me. There's going to come a day when God's going to mightily use you. There'll come a time when God is going to put his hand on you in a special way for a special reason, and God's going to use you. You just stick with God. Amen. So Pharaoh calls Joseph. He says, now Joseph, I hear you can interpret dreams. He said, well, God can. Yeah. Praise God. I tell you what, brother, I want you to know something tonight. All of a sudden, he goes up there and interprets the dreams that Pharaoh had. And you know the story about the 7 fat kine that came out. And the kine are just cows. That's all that is. And they were fat. And then here came 7 others that were very slim and very lean. And they ate up the fat ones, but yet they didn't get fat. And brother, the same thing happened out there in the cornfield. Brother, I'll tell you what, there was 7 ears of corn that was real fat. And brother, just plump and luscious. And brother, looking good. And then here comes 7 skinny ears. And they come up and eat the fat ears of corn. And they didn't get any fatter. But I'll tell you this one thing. Joseph told him, he said, this is the interpretation. There's going to be 7 good years. And there's going to be plenty. And then there's going to be 7 years of famine. And brother, I'll tell you, and they're going to eat up the fat years. And brother, I'll tell you what, and so we better prepare for that. Friends, you listen to me tonight. I want to tell you something right now. Brother, I want you to know, hallelujah to God, we're living in the days. Brother, I'll tell you, when the grace of God, somebody said, brother, God's lifted his hand off of America. Well, let me tell you something tonight, friend. They're wrong. He has not. He has every right to do that. But I'll tell you, he's been here tonight. I felt his presence tonight. But I'll tell you, Thursday night in a meeting, a young man about 15 got saved. Lord God, he ain't took his hand off. He's still touching hearts. He's still changing lives. He's still saving old sinners. Honey, you listen to me tonight. What a good God we serve. Brother, what a mighty God. And brother, I'll tell you, you stick with God and you'll come out on the winning side. You can rest assured of that. I don't care what the devil says. But we find that over there, he got falsely accused. And then we get over here, if you would, in chapter number 41. And brother, he's interpreted these dreams. In verse 37, the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all of his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man of whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none as so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto my word, and all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Brother, I'll tell you something right now. He had had a dream earlier that his brothers were going to bow to him. He had a dream earlier that his mother and father would bow to him. And brother, I'll tell you, they all got mad about it. And they got jealous about it. But the Bible said, brother, that his daddy pondered those things in his heart. Brother, you listen to me tonight. Honey, there's going to be people that's going to get upset with you because you love God, because you walk with Jesus, because Jesus is the most important thing in your life. There's going to be people that's going to get upset with you. Praise God, I'll tell you what. They can't be your best friend. You know why? Because Jesus is your best friend. And brother, I'll tell you what, and you're not willing to turn that over. You're not willing to lay that aside. Oh, friends, I'll tell you something tonight. There's going to be people tonight that will ridicule you. And I ask you tonight, honey, when the hard times come, praise God, I'll tell you what, are you going to walk away? Brother, I'll tell you, when the road gets rocky, are you going to turn your back on him? Brother, I'll tell you what, when it seems like things have gone from bad to worse, are you going to walk away and serve another? Brother, you listen to me tonight. You either serve God or the devil. It's one or the other. And there's no middle ground. And I say tonight, honey, I tell you something right now. Thank God, I'm glad we get an encouraging word from the Lord God of heaven. Amen. We find it over there in the book of Isaiah. And I know most of you know it by heart. Probably got it pinned up in your house somewhere. But brother, you find it over there in Isaiah chapter number 40. The Bible said this. He said in verse 28, he said, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, and neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Listen closely to this. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Joseph went through his trial for 13 years, and 13 years he's wondering, when am I ever going to come to the end of this? 13 years, when's this ever going to end? It's problem after problem, it's trouble after trouble, it's trial after trial, and when's it ever going to end? And 13 years later, brother, he walked out of that prison house. Hallelujah to God. He walked up there to Pharaoh's house, and brother, I'll tell sat down on the throne. Hallelujah to God, second in command over all the land of Egypt. Brother, and I'll tell you the reason that he got there was all because there's a God in heaven. He loves young people, amen. He cares about youngins. He cares about you. You say, preacher, I'm not a youngin, I'm a teenager. I'm going to tell you something right now. Praise God, everybody in this building pretty much is younger than me. And that's all I know tonight. I'll tell you what, but I want you to know this evening. Hallelujah to God, there's a God in heaven. I'm going to tell you, friend, don't walk away. Just run to him. Don't turn him away. Honey, turn to him. Friends, I'm going to tell you tonight, in the hard times, just stick with Jesus. Amen. Amen. Stick with Jesus. He'll reward you for that. He will bless you for that. It's untelling what God will do for you if you'll just stick with him. I'll give you one more thing. It's just another story. But it's about a young man also. You find in 1 Samuel 17, his name is David. And David was a young man. He's probably around 20 years old. Might be 21 or 2. But he's just a young man. And I'll tell you what, God saw something in him. Praise God, I tell you what. God had him to be anointed king instead of Saul. And so Samuel's going down to anoint David to be king. And I want to tell you something tonight, friends. Praise God, sometimes we saw how Joseph's brethren turned on him. But sometimes you get this feeling from mom and daddy. They don't have an ounce of confidence in you. You know what? You get that from them. Mom and dad, we ought to try to encourage them. Right. Not discourage them. We ought to try to lift them up and build them up. Mark's oldest daughter, she was always down on herself. And one day I told her, I said, Courtney, did you know that one day you might be president? Why, Paul, women ain't going to be president. Women can't be president. I said, we'll just keep this between you and me. I said, you look like president material to me. And for years, I called her Ms. President. Mark would get so aggravated at me. Daddy, I wish you wouldn't say that. Women are not supposed to be president. I said, yeah, but she's president material. Tell by looking at her. No way she acts. Courtney had a touch on her. I'd take her up to West Virginia. Sometimes Miss Opal couldn't go. And I'd take Courtney. And Courtney, she was sort of backward and bashful in a lot of ways. But Miss Cindy, I'll tell you what, you'd take her up there. And we'd go up there and help some of them churches. And they'd have a big gang of young'uns around there. And I'd say, Courtney, you go out there and play with them young'uns. And I'll tell you what, and talk to them young'uns. And I'm going to get over here and we're going to get unloaded. And in about an hour or two, we'll head back to the house. And I'll tell you what, praise God, the next thing I would know, Miss Courtney was right in the middle of all of that. Brother, I tell you, every young'un out there would be her friend. Everybody be a smiling, everybody be a running and playing, and everybody be having a good time. And I'd tell her all the way home, I said, praise God, you're president material. I said, glory to God. I said, if you could ever be the leader of a nation and make them as happy as you made them young'uns today, praise God. What kind of nation would that be? You know, he said, preacher, you ain't got a lick of sense. I know that, but I'm saved. I know I'm saved. But I want you to know this one thing tonight. Praise God, I tell you what. That helped that young'un. It helped her. It did. Now just what if Paul would have said every day, Courtney, I'm sorry, you just ain't got stuff. I'm telling you, well, I'm going to West Virginia. Me and Ma can't go with me. I'll just go by myself. I don't want you to go up there and I'm not going to ask you to unload the truck or nothing like that. I'm not going to have you to do that. And I ain't going to let you get around them young'uns neither. Poor old Miss Courtney would have dried up and died. But praise God, for years I called her Miss President. Every once in a while I still do. I sure do. She'll look at me and say, Paul, I'm going to tell you what. Here's a young man that run into obstacles. Samuel's going down there to anoint the next king. He's going down to Jesse's house. And Jesse's got a whole house full of boys. And the Bible said this. Now Samuel's going down there. He's got in touch with Jesse, and he's told Jesse to have his boys ready. And in verse number 6, and it came to pass when they came, and he looked at Eliab, and he said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord saith not as man, the Lord saith not as man saith. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And then Jesse called Abinadab, and he made him pass before Samuel, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. And Jesse made a Shammai to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. In verse 10 again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, ascend and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and he brought him in. And now he was a ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise and anoint him, for this is he. Brother, I'll tell you one thing right now. Praise God, David's daddy didn't have no confidence in him. He didn't even have him up there when he had the rest of his boys. He told him to get all of his boys ready and pass them by. And he's going to look them over, and God's going to choose one. And brother, I tell you what, daddy says, well, I've got 7 big strong boys. I've got 7 boys that look good. I've got 7 boys that make a good king. And I'll tell you what I think I'll do. I'll just leave old David down there feeding the sheep down there. And he'll be all right. And nobody will miss him anyhow. And brother, I'll tell and daddy even overlooked him. Can you imagine tonight, honey, your daddy treating you like that? Can you imagine your daddy overlooking you like that? Brother, you listen to me tonight. I know mamas and daddies get frustrated at children. I understand that. Brother, I'll tell you what, we had a couple ourselves, but I want you to know this. I never wanted to beat them up, and I never wanted to put them down. I never wanted to destroy them. But friends, you listen to me tonight. David could have said something like this. I know if daddy didn't want me there, and daddy didn't care enough to have me there, and daddy didn't have me when he had all the rest of them, just go back to the house and tell daddy I ain't a coming.
You're right.
I'll tell David, praise God, he just packs his little bag and up the road he goes. And God tells Samuel, there's the man. Friends, you listen to me tonight. Praise God, there may be people that are really, praise God, that are of great importance in your life, that may put you down and look over you. And brother, think that you're not the material that God needs. There may be times in your life, praise God, you feel like you've been overlooked time and time again. There's been be times in your life you think, well, I'll tell you what, I believe I could do just as good a job as John could do, or Joe could do, or Jim could do. Hallelujah to God, I tell you what, but every time I turn around, they just keep overlooking me. But I'll tell you one thing, brother, he gets up there, and he probably looked at his older brother, and brother, maybe the thought run through his mind, hey, what are y'all doing standing there staring at me? And when he gets down there to Samuel, Samuel says, son, come here, praise God, I got something for you. And he pulls out the horn of oil, and he says, you know what, God hath chosen you. And he pours that oil on him. Hallelujah to God. I believe old David's eyes begin to sparkle. I believe his heart begin to race. And I believe his mind begin to go. My soul. And daddy didn't even think I'd make it. And daddy didn't think I could do it. And daddy didn't think I was worthy. And daddy didn't think I was the material to be a king. But thank God, the God of heaven has chosen me. Friends, don't you know something tonight? Honey, you are chosen tonight of the Lord God Almighty. And he will use you.
That's right.
Every last one of you tonight. Praise God. Right after that, David gets, he gets a death warrant put out for him. Well, everything's looking good. God's chosen him. And the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came on him. But friends, you listen, after that, old King Saul, he wasn't dead yet. But God had already set him off the throne. God didn't recognize him as king anymore. And I'll tell you what, brother, it comes down, you look on over there, I believe in chapter 19. And the Bible said something like this. In verse 1, and Saul spake to Jonathan his son, and all the servants that they should kill David. David's got a death warrant out on him. And God just had him anointed to be king. Praise God, I tell you what. Preacher, I don't know how it was for you when you first started pastoring. I have no idea. When I first started pastoring, I tell you, it just seemed like the greatest church. Greatest deacons. Until we had our first real official business. Some of the fine, I couldn't have been no better, Larry Key. It couldn't have been no better. And they made some nominations. We needed a deacon. We needed two, really. Some older men had died out. There were some vacancies. And so, anyhow. So they made some nominations. And I'm thinking, Praise God, this ain't happening. Lord God, I started praying. I did. And I go before the church. I said, I think we need a couple more nominees. Yeah. I didn't care if we had to go down the road and get them. Praise God, let's just get somebody in here. Praise God. I think they had a pool room down in Elkin at that time. We could have went down there and got one. I'm thinking, so anyhow, sure enough, this one man in particular, he gets voted. Anyhow, two others get voted in. I'm about to shout. I'm about to have me a spell. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Oh, but that one that didn't get it. Lord God. He put a bounty on me. Oh, my soul. Let me tell you, my wife will tell you, if her husband's ever been ripped to shreds, I'm telling you, that man done a number on me. Honest.